after a minute or two. It's clean. All right, we'll leave the studio to these two now, Fox. Try to get us a full record of footprints as you can, Bailey. I want photographs of the area around the window and the tire prints outside. Lock the place up when you've done. Good sleuthing. Fox and Alain returned to the house. Well, Brer Fox, said Alain on the way. How goes it with everybody? Well, the yard's still in the same old place, sir. Pretty busy lately. What a life. Fox, I think I'll see Miss Valmay Seacliff first. On the face of it, she's a principal witness. He tapped on the dining room door. A policeman answered it. All right, said Alain quietly, and walked straight in, followed by Fox and the constable. Eight faces round a long refectory table turned like automatons. Please forgive me for barging in like this, said Alain to Troy. It's all right, said Troy. This is the class. We were talking about Sonia. She looked round the table. This is Mr. Roderick Alain, she said. Good evening, said Alain generally. If you don't mind, I think Inspector Fox and I will join you for a moment. I shall have to ask you all the usual sorts of things, you know, and we may as well get it over. Fox settled himself by the sideboard. Alain sat at the head of the table and placed his notebook before him. Now, I have got your names here, but I don't know which of you is which. Miss Bostock? Here, said Catty Bostock. Thank you. Mr. Hatchett? That's me. Miss Phillida Lee? Miss Lee made a plaintive murmuring sound. Malmesley said yes. Pilgrim said here. Valmay Seacliff merely turned her head and smiled. That's that, said Alain. Now then, before we begin, I must tell you that in my opinion, there's very little doubt that Miss Sonia Gluck has been deliberately done to death. Murdered. They seemed to go very still. Now, as you all must realize, she was killed by precisely the means which you discussed and worked out among yourselves 10 days ago. The first question I have to put to you is this. Has any one of you discussed the experiment with the dagger outside this class?
I don't know if it's of any interest, drawled Malmesley, but Garcia and I talked about it on Friday afternoon,
after the others had gone up to London.
Oh, yes. I went down to the studio after lunch, did some work there.
Garcia was messing about with his stuff. He's usually rather sour when he's working, but on Friday he babbled away. What about?
Oh, said Malmesley vaguely, women, things. He's drearily keen on women, you know.
Tediously oversexed. He turned to the others.
Did you know he and Sonia were living together in London?
I always said they were, said Valmay Seacliff.
Did you pursue this topic? Asked Alain.
Oh, no, we talked about you, Seacliff.
About me?
Yes, we discussed your engagement and your virtue and so on.
Very charming of you, said Basil Pilgrim angrily.
Oh, we agreed that you were damn lucky and so on. Garcia turned all-knowing and said,
Is this necessary? Demanded Pilgrim. Not at the moment, I think, said Alain. How did you come to discuss the experiment with the dagger, Mr. Malmesley?
Oh, that was when we talked about Sonia. Garcia looked at my drawing and asked me if I'd ever felt like killing my mistress just for the horror of doing it.
And was that all? Inquired Alain, after a rather deadly little pause.
Oh, he did say Sonia wanted him to marry her. Then he began talking about Seacliff, you know.
Alain said, When did you leave the studio on Friday afternoon, Mr. Malmesley?
At 5. I had to change and catch the 6 o'clock bus.
You left Mr. Garcia still working?
Yes. He said he wanted to pack up the clay miniature ready to send it up to London the next morning. He got me to help him carry in a case from the junk room.
How would it be managed? Asked Alain. Surely a clay model is a ticklish thing to transport.
He'd wrap masses of damp cloths round it, explained Troy.
And wouldn't it be very heavy?
Oh, we had thought all that out, said Malmesley, yawning horribly.
We put the case in a tall stool in the window with the open end sideways beside the stool he worked on.
The thing was on a platform with wheels. You just had to wheel it into the case. Garcia said the lorry would back into the window from the